Today's daf is daf Nun Aleph. So the mission at the bottom of Nun Amud Beis says, Hamakadish Isha Ubita, a person who marries a woman and her daughter, O Isha Vachosa, or two sisters, Ka'achas together, B'basachas, he tries to marry them together at the same time. And of course, Aser, it's one of the Arayos, this week's Parshach, or Moskadoshim, Aser to marry a woman and daughter, two sisters, so he tries to marry them at the same time. The mission tells us, Eino Mukudashos, it does not take effect. Because it's an Isser Erva, so whenever there's an Isser Erva, there's no Chalos Kedushim. So the Mishnah records a Maisa. Maisa b'chamesh nashim, there was a story of five women. Ubehen shtei achayos. And among these five women, two of them were sisters. And the other three were just regular girls, unrelated. V'liked ad adam echad, kalkala shateinim, a person had taken a basket of figs. V'shalahen haisa, it was apparently owned by these women. V'shal shviz haisa, it was also shmita peros. Gemara will discuss relevance of all this. Vamar, and he says to the five women, Hare kulchem mukudashos li bekalkala zu. And he says to the five women that all you are going to be married to me with this kalkala, this basket of figs. Bekibla achas mehen aide kulun. One of them extends her hand, accepts it on behalf of all five of them. So what's halacha? Vamu chachamim ein achayos mukudashos. These sisters are not married, implying that the other three or might be married altogether. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly this case. So Gemara says now, wanting to know, just ignore the Maisa for now, just focus right now on the beginning of the Reish of the Mishnah, that person tries to marry a woman and a daughter, or two sisters, it's not a good Kedushin. How do we know this? How do we know it doesn't work when a person tries to marry two women that are considered arayos? So Amar Rami Bar Chamad, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'isha el achosa lo sikach litzor. The Pasuk says, again, this week's Parsha, a woman and her sister, a person may not marry. So Torah Amra, the Torah says, Bisha shenasa tsaros zulazu lo yehelo lekuchim, afil ba'achas mehem. So the initial understanding of the Pasuk is, when a person tries to do lekuchim, lo sikach, at the same time, he attempts to marry two sisters, the Pasuk calls tsar, they're considered tsaros, as we learned the Mishnah Yivamos, they're considered their co-wives, they're competitive with each other, lashon tsara, troubles. So if a person tries to do a lekuchen, marriage with two at the same time, it doesn't work, afil ba'achas mehem, even one of them doesn't work at all. That's what the initial understanding of this Pasuk means. So we see from here, when a person is mefurish Pasuk, trying to marry two sisters at the same time doesn't work. So Amr Le Rav, Rav says back to Rami Bar Chama, Ihach, if that's the case, Hainu dechsiv v'nechasu ha'nefashos ha'osos mikerv amam. The Pasuk says, that at the end of Parsha Achrimos, it says, I'll read the whole Pasuk on the side here, Ki kol asher yasem mikol ha'toivos ha'elam. Somebody does one of these abominations, one of these arayos mentioned in Achrimos ha'elam, v'nechasu ha'nefashos ha'osos mikerv amam. And a person who does this will get kares, he'll be cut off from the am. He'll get kares. So the Gemara says, wait a second, how does this make sense? If the Pasuk, when it says, Isha el achosa lo sikach litzor, when a person attempts to marry two women, is referring to marriage, and it doesn't take effect, and that individual who tried to marry two sisters, rather, and he gets kares, I kedushin lo tafsiba kares mimichayiv. If kedushin isn't chal, there's no iser kares. What's the Isser Karis involved there? He tries getting married to two sisters. Neither Kedushin takes effect, so there's no Karis. Karis only exists if he marries one sister and then has relations with the other sister. Then there's Isser Karis. But here there's no Karis, there's no Kedushin, there's no attachment here for there to be an Isser Karis. So that can't be the understanding of the Pasuk that you can't marry two sisters at the same time, which would imply you can marry one sister after the next. That's not what's going on here. So the Gemara says, El Amar Rava, Rava says what's going on here is as follows. Amar Rava Kra Bize Achar Ze. The Pasuk is referring to one after the next. It's what Pasha Pshat is, as we know. We learn in school, in yeshiva, it means if a person is married already to one sister, then it's usher to marry a second sister. That would be an Isser Kares, to have relations with a sister of the one who you're married to. Umas Nisin, our Mishnah, which is talking about you can't marry them at the same time, that's going Kidir Rabba, who's Rabba? Very important line. We find in Gemara Nidarm as well and elsewhere. That anything that cannot happen one after the next, then it can't happen at the same time. So here, if a person is married to one woman, he cannot marry a sister, Zeacharzeh. So then, Bebasachas, trying to marry them at the same time, that will not work as well. That's the cloud. Kol sheinu b'zachar zeh, something that doesn't work if it's done separately, then it won't work. Afilu b'vasachas, trying to do it at the same time won't work either. And that's going to be the discussion in the next plot of, again, kol sheinu b'zachar zeh, afilu b'vasachas, eino, doesn't work either. The Gemara says, Gufa quotes that statement we just said, Amar Rabba, kol sheinu b'zachar zeh, afilu b'vasachas, eino. So Gemara is going to ask a bunch of questions. Now, Esive, Abaye challenges the position of Rabba as follows. Hamarba b'maiser perosav, a person who takes more maiser than he needs to. Of course, we know maiser means one tenth. So he counts 9 apples, and the 10th apple he gives to maiser Levi, maiser Ani, whatever maiser Rishon, maiser Ani, maiser Sheni, whatever the maiser is, you take every 10th. But this person is marba. What does hamarba mean? Says Rashi in the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Hamarba b'maiseros hamafrish echad mechamisha. He separates 1/5 or 2/10. Same idea, 20%. Instead of 10%. Shemana arba l'chulin. He says 1, 2, 3, 4 is chulin. And then b'tzadze. And then madar chamishis. And the fifth one he's going to give to the meiser. So he gives more than he's supposed to give. Which sounds like very generous of him. But there's a problem involved, the Mishnah says. The Gemara says. Amarba b'meiser b'perosav. Perosav misukanim u'maisos mikukalim. He's having now mixed together some fruits that are fixed and some fruits that are not fixed. He's having chulin, or really tevel, mixed together with meiser. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, the next Rashi says, Masrosav Mekukalim. They're all mixed up together. They're messed up. They're ruined. Why? The Tevel U'maisim Muravim Zabazel. You're mixed together that which is Meiser with that which is not yet Meiser, or that which has not had been relieved of its Chiyah Meiser yet. Shakri Kulo Tevel Hav. I have this big pile. The whole Kri is considered a pile of Tevel until I take a Meiser. Uch Sheman Arba. I count 4. L'chulin, lo haya lo litol min hakri, l'maiser el chatzimida chamishis. I only have an obligation now to take a half of the next apple. Because a half of the next apple ends up being 1/10 of the 4 I took. Right, so if I took 4, so then all I have to do is take a half of another apple. Because if I take the 4, split them in half, that's really 8 halves I have. And now I have this final apple, I could take half of it to be the 9th half, and the other half is going to be maiser. I took 1/10, that's what I'm supposed to take, only really half of the apple. But who hifrish me the shlema? But I separated an entire apple now. So I'm taking double what I'm supposed to take. V'shem meiser lochal alav elak v'cheshvam. Now the meiser is only chal, whatever I need to take, only 1/10 exactly. So though I separate this apple here, really only half of the apple is meiser. The other half is really chulun. V'nimsa hashar tevel v'asr lechal adam ad shiskana. Now the rest is really asr because I didn't properly take the meiser. So everything's really tevel now. So that's the issue. So what's the question? So now back to Gemara. So why do we say that's true? Why do we say that everything's all, the payos are mekukalim, vamai, neima kol she'enu, b'zachar zeh, afil b'vasachas eno. If I can't take ma'aser 2 times, one after the next, then it shouldn't work at all, b'vasachas, nothing should take effect. Meaning, let's say I have apples, I take 10 apples, 9, and I take the 10th one is my ma'aser. Then I want to take it again. Take 9 apples, I want to take 1/10 of it. So I take it 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 5, 6, 8, and I take the 9th one as another meiser. It doesn't work. Again, I've removed these 10 from my pile already. It's already completely chulun. I can't now take another meiser on this these 10 apples. They're already done with. So if it doesn't work, so certainly if I try to take them b'basachas 2 times meiser at 1 time, I take 1/5, certainly that won't be chal. So we should just not view this as being mixed together of meiser mixed together with tevel. The entire thing should be tevel. Nothing has happened. So the Gemara says, again, this blah is very, very confusing. The whole concept is very confusing. So Amar Leh, so the response back is, Shiny Meiser. Meiser is different. De'isa l'chatzon. Meiser is different because Meiser can take effect in halves. It could be chal on that half an apple, that 5th apple, I could cut it in half. And therefore, just like De'amar tiskadish palga dechitasa akadshe, if I say half of that kernel of wheat is going to be Meiser, that actually takes effect. So that's why it works. If we're talking about with absolute numbers, so in a chanami, you're right, if I wanted to take the whole apple and it can't be chal on half apples, you're right, this would not take effect. But since, in general, meiser can be chal and even something that's not a davar mesuyim, something that is not absolute, I could take it in percentages and fractions works, so here too it works as well. When I take the 5th apple, the meiser is only chal on 50% of that apple, but I don't know which part of it is, and everything gets all mixed together. That's why this is a special exception. But the klal still stands that chol she'enu b'zeach hazeh afi b'vas achas eino. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hare ma'aser behema d'leka l'chatzayin. When it comes to ma'aser behema, if I have a whole flock of sheep, so I have a chiv every year to all the new sheep that are born to me, every 10th animal I need to count for ma'aser behema. So I count, they're in my pen, I have a little entrance, exit really, one could fit one at a time, I count one and two, and by the 10th one, I give it a little sikra, I give it a little red mark, and that's ma'aser behema. So ma'aser behema, d'leka l'chatzayin. I can't say half my animal is ma'aser behema. It doesn't work that way. It works for ma'aser peros. But that doesn't work for ma'aser behema. I need an entire animal to be ma'aser behema. And still, even though it's not chal on halves, it's only chal on full numbers, leka b'zachar zeh, it doesn't work zachar zeh also, which means if I count 10 animals, and then I want to try to take those animals which I've just counted that left my pen, I want to recount them for another ma'aser behema, that doesn't work. Once ma'aser behema is chal on a group of 10, I can't do it a second time. So zachar zeh does not work. Yet, Bas Achas does work. Where do we see that Bas Achas does work? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Yatsu Shnayim Basiri. I'm just, something's coming to mind right now. Hold on a second. I think this is Rava. So at the end of Bechoros, it's a side point. It could be not true, but the end of the sixth parak of Bechoros.
It says Rava.
It says Rava here?
It's Rava.
Okay, so I won't tell you what I want to say then. Okay, fine. Okay. So Amar Rava, maybe afterwards I'll say, off the tape, I'll say what I wanted to suggest. Amar Rava, or others say, Amar Rava, Yatsu Shnayim Basiri. So let's say I have my animals, the pen is only supposed to fit, the exit should only really fit one animal at a time. So I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Somehow two sheep are able to squeeze through Bevas Achas. They come out at the same exact time. So what's the halacha? It's a Yatsu Shnayim Basiri. Two come out as the 10th animal, 10th animals, the Karam Asiri. I say Asiri, now which one's it chal on? Asiri ve'achadasar muravin zebazeh. I have now a problem because the 10th and 11th animal, which is really 2 10th animals, are mixed together. Zebazeh. So how come that works? There's both a chaloshem meiser on both these animals. Now really, one is meiser and one is shlomim. We'll see in just a moment, there's a halach, if I call the 11th animal meiser incorrectly, that's a chiv shlomim. They're both karbonos. One's a meiser behema, one's shlomim. But either way, I have them mixed together. So how come the Asiri, the Chaloshem Asiri, is Chal on both the 10th and the 11th animal, Bevas Achas, it doesn't work if it happens B'zeach HaZeh. If I count my 10 animals, then the 11th comes out, L'chora, I say, oh, the 11th one's also Meiser. That won't work. It's already done. So if it doesn't work B'zeach HaZeh, it shouldn't work Bevas Achas either. Ah, maybe you're going to tell me about, like before, about the Peros, that could work in halves. So we said it doesn't work in halves. When it comes to Ma'aser Behema, Chatzon doesn't work. So this seems to knock out the entire concept of Kol She'enu B'zeach HaZeh, Afilu B'vas Achas Eino. It does work B'vas Achas here, even though it doesn't work B'zeach HaZeh. So Gemara says, no, Shiny Ma'aser Behema, Ma'aser Behema is also different. De'isa B'taos. Ma'aser Behema is unique that it works even if a person made a mistake. Meaning what? So the mission at the end of the sixth parak of Maseches Bechoros says, Titnan. Karalachi Asiri. If I call the 9th animal, I accidentally call it Asiri. Or if I call the Asiri Chi, the 10th animal, I incorrectly call it the 9th animal. Or Lachadasar Asiri. Or I call the 11th animal incorrectly the 10th animal. Shloshan Mukudashan. All three of those examples are all considered Mukudash. They're considered a din of Ma'aser Behema with a certain defect. Not a really full fledged Ma'aser Behema, but there's a Chalos Hektesh. It's chal on these three animals. So since there's a special exception, ma'aser behema, that a kedushas asiri can be chal on a non-tenth animal, so to make sense, if they both come out together, b'vas achas, it can be chal on the 11th animal, or both animals, even though it doesn't work zeh chazeh. It really, in essence, it's saying it does work zeh chazeh. It can work zeh chazeh, because if I call, after I've counted 10, the 11th animal comes out, and I say, oh, that's asiri also, it does work zeh chazeh. So too, if they both come out together, I call Asiri on both them, that will also work, Bevas Achas. Then the Gemara says, Hare Toda, what comes to the carbon Toda? Delesa, but Tos doesn't work. Velesa Nami Bezachazet, it also doesn't work, Zachazet. When it comes to the carbon Toda, I have to bring 40 different loaves of bread, matzahs and chametz together. We spoke about this first night of Pesach. So I have 40 loaves of bread, 30 are matzah, 10 are chametz. I give one of each type. There are four types. I give one to a Kohen. It's a certain type of chuma. So the carbon todah, which is accompanied by these 40 loaves of bread, it doesn't work with talus. If I say it incorrectly, talus doesn't work. And also, it doesn't work zachazeh. If I bring in the carbon todah, and then I bring 40 loaves of bread, and then I want to bring another 40 loaves of bread, that second loaf, second set of 40, doesn't work. So zachazeh doesn't work. Itmar, but we have a statement, the Gemara in Shavuos as well says this, todah shenishchata ashmonim chalos. Let's say I accidentally brought 80 loaves of bread, double that I was supposed to give. I shechted the carbon todah, having in mind these 80. So the loch is that Chizkiyahu Amar, Kad Shele Arbaim Mitoch Shmonim. He holds that 40 of the 80, it's actually chal. It works. There's a kedusha for those 40. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kad Shele Arbaim Mitoch Shmonim. He says, not true. The 40 do not work within the 80. Nothing's chal at all. So what's the Shaila here? So let's look here. Look at Rashi, five wide lines down. The last two words is this, Lisnehu Bitos. When it comes to the carbon todah, when it comes to the lachme todah, toast does not work, says Rashi. Shim shacha todah al arboim chalos. If I shech my carbon todah, having in mind 40 loaves, when it's kaven lishcharos, and I had in mind for 40 darker loaves of bread, maybe whole wheat bread, I don't know. V'nimsu levanos, and turns out they're white bread. Shenan olson shibadaito, that wasn't what I had in mind. Lo kitcher, doesn't work. It has to be my das. The toast doesn't work by lachme todah. Fine. Next Rashi says, moreover, v'lisneu b'zacharze, it doesn't work if I try to make 40 loaves after 40 loaves consecutive. It doesn't work when it comes to carbon todah. But you don't, that Rashi we could actually ignore. Now the next Rashi says, al shmonim chalos, Hevi etzlo as azara shmonim. I bring 80 loaves of bread with me to the azara to accompany my carbon todah. Kadshu arbaim b'toch shloshim. So 40 of the 80 will have bikodesh according to Chizkiyah. V'yotzi de Torah dasam. I'm yotzi mechiv of todah. V'hasam mefarish heichem esachlim. The Gemara explains later. How do I know which 40 works? Fine, not our discussion right now. But it does take effect on 40 of the 80 lefi Chizkiyah. Then according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi says lo kitchu, the 40 are not chal. There's no kedusha at all for any of the loaves of bread. Kasakadaitach, the havamina is, but the rabba pligi, they're arguing about the shita's rabba. Damar, what does rabba hold? Kol she'enu b'zachazeh, enu b'vasachas. So, Rabbi Yochanan holds, since it doesn't work, if I can't do 40 and then another 40 afterwards, so then I can't even do 80 together. B'vasachas doesn't work either. But Chizki says, no. Just because Zeachazeh doesn't work, just because I can't bring 40 and then I can't bring another 40, doesn't mean I can't bring them all together, but Vasachazeh does work. So this is goof of the Machlokas. So we see it's a debate. And turns out that Chizkiyah was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, so seemingly he would be the position we would paskin like. So we see that we don't have a klal. Even though it doesn't work Zeachazeh, it does work with Vasachazeh. This is against Rabbah. So Gemara says no. Back to the Gemara, down seven wide lines down. Lav itmar la, was it not already said on this very brisa, this machlokas, it was said, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ha-kol moldim, everybody is in agreement. Kol heicha da amar, kachile arbam, mitoch shmonim. When you say, I want to be mekadesh 40 of the 80, you're not trying to do 80 bevas achas, 40 of the 80, kachile, everybody agrees that actually works. If you say, however, if you say, I only want 40 to be chal, if all 80 will be chal, everybody agrees with lo kachi, because 80 doesn't work. So both those statements are very good. It's very clear. Lo nechlaku, the only machlokas is, el bastam. You come in with 80 loaves of bread and you don't specify anything. Mar savar lachrayos ka mechavin, u mar savar lekarbon gadol ka mechavin. Chizkiyah thinks 40 of the 80 work, because why do I bring 80? I'm bringing an extra 40 just as backup in case the other first 40, something happens to them. That's a chraos. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, no, why am I bringing 80? I'm bringing 80 because I think that I want to have a larger carbon. Right? The Netziv famously writes, why do you have 40 lachmei todah? I only have one day to eat them. How in the world will I eat 40 loaves of bread? I had 8 days of Pesach. I only had 12 pieces of matzah. How could I have 40 loaves of bread in one day? So obviously the idea is to invite family and friends and neighbors to be mefarsim, the nes. The person brings a carbon todah when he was saved from a certain event. So he's trying to be mefarsim, the nes, the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Exactly. So I'm bringing 80 loaves of bread. I want to invite more friends. I have so many friends and family. I want to share the great nais. I want to have 80 loaves of bread. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it doesn't work. It's a very nice thing that you're doing, but 80 loaves of bread is against the Torah. The Torah says 40. You can't add up. You can't be motzif on the Torah. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't work. And Chizkiah says, no, I'm bringing an extra 40 just as backup. That's the machlokas. This has nothing to do with the halachas of zer chazer and mevasachas. It's completely a different type of machlokas. And therefore, that halacha of Rabbah still stands, that again, kol she'enu b'zer chazer, something that doesn't work consecutively, then afu b'vasachas eno. If you try to do it together in unison, that won't work as well. Marina wants to know, Rava, lamili lishnuya kiraba. So above, we said, why doesn't it work when a person tries to marry two sisters at the same time? Because Rabbah said, Rava invoked Rabbah's position of kol she'enu b'zer chazer, afu b'vasachas eno. So why did Rava have to come on to Rabbah's shita? He could have said something else. Again, the Gemara says, Rava, lama, le lishne kiraba, tepik le kedushin shein masurin labia ninu. So maybe he should hold that any time there's kedushin that is not masur labia, if there's a kedushin that will not allow for bia, that's not a kedushin. That kedushin is not chal. So why is this a kedushin that's not masurin labia? Because since you don't know which sister you're married to, I want to try to do both of them, mevasachas, well, which one does it work on? He didn't specify which one. So now you might be married to one of them, but the other one is going to be asur b'bia. Which one does it work with? So since you can't lemaisa have bia, so the whole kedushin in the first place doesn't take effect. Why not use that svara as opposed to Rabbah's svara of the chol she'enu b'zer chazer afilu b'vasachaseinu? So the Gemara says, you're right. I could have used that svara, but I wanted to give an answer that afilu l'dvarav d'Rabbi Bar Chama kamar. Apparently, Rami Bar Chama does not hold to the svar of kedushin shein masun labia. He thinks even a kedushin that will not lead to bia is still a kedushin. So he thinks it would work if you tried to marry two sisters. So that's why Rava had to use it as yet another svar of why this mission won't work, marrying two sisters. And that's because of Rabba of chol shein b'zer chazer. So those are two very relevant reasons why marrying two sisters at the same time does not take effect. So now the Gemara is going to go into a long discussion of this concept of kedushin shein masun labia. Ainu Kedushin. Gemara quotes the initial machlokas, Itmar. Kedushin, Shein Masurin Labia. If there's a Kedushin that won't result in a Bia, for whatever reason it might be, because there's an Isser Erva, you don't know who's who. So according to the first opinion, Abai Amar, have a Kedushin? It's still Chal. Abai doesn't think that Bia is a necessary part of the Chalos Kedushin. But Rava Amar, lo have a Kedushin. He thinks it's not Kedushin. That's why the Gemara asked above, if Rava holds that's not Kedushin, why didn't he use that svara of why two sisters doesn't work? So it's a machlokas Abai Rava. Again, Abai thinks Kedushin is Chal, even though there's no Bia, and Rava thinks it's not Chal. So Amar Rava, Bari Ahina, Asvirli, it makes sense to me that the Kedushin is not Chal. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Kihikach Ish Isha, Uvala. And Mary marries a woman, and he has bia. So bia is part and parcel of kedushin. Kedushin ha-mesurin le-bia. That's Pasuk says. If it's a kedushin that leads to bia, have a kedushin, says Rava. It has to be kedushin. But if it's a kedushin she'ein mesurin le-bia, like a person marries two sisters, and there's no opportunity, there's no possibility, it's usher, because you don't know which one you're married to, it's possible the other one you're with is going to be the tsara, an iser arayos. So it's not mesurin le-bia. So then the halacha is, lo have a kedushin. Kedushin won't be chal. The Pasuk says, uvala has to be a possibility in order for the ki kach to take effect. That's Rava's svar. So Gemara quotes our Mishnah now and says, Tanan, Mishnah tells us, ha-mekadesh isha uvita. A person marries a woman and her daughter at the same time. O isha uvachos, or two sisters at the same time. Kachas, halacha is, eina nukudashas. The kedushin doesn't take effect. So that's only true if you try to marry them together. Ha'achas mi'isha uvita. You're not married to both of them, but you are married to one of them. O mi'isha v'achosa mikudashas. So one of the sisters you're married to, the mother-daughter, one of them you're married to. So we see this is a kasha to Rava, that the kedushin is chal. You don't know which one. Again, the dik is, because the Mishnah says, eino mikudashas. You're not married to both of them, but you are married to one of them. So it is chal, even though it's not misrun labia. So Gemara asks, Vamai, why is a kedushin chal on one of them? It's kedushin she'en misrun labia ninhu. It's a kedushin that cannot allow for bia tiyuf to derava, who held that shouldn't be kedushin, but this mishnah sounds like it is a kedushin, even though it's not misrun labia. So Amar lecha Rava, Rava responds back and says, ulatameich, wait a second. According to your logic, Ema Seifa. Look at the Seifa. The Seifa had that Mishnah, that Maisa, which we were very confused by. The Maisa goes as follows. And the Gemara quotes the Maisa. Maisa b'chamish nashim, there are five women, uvahen shtei achayas, two of them were sisters. V'liket echad kalkala shoteinim, and a person picks up a basket of figs, v'shelahen is owned by the women, all five women. It seems, v'haisa shel shvius, haisa was from shvius. Again, we're not concerned with the details of the basket right now. V'amar, so he takes his basket of figs, it's worth a shavar pruta, and he says, harei kulchem, probably five prutas, harei kulchem mukudashos li b'kalkala zu. All five of you are married to me with this basket of figs. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah said, "V'amru chachamim, chachamim say, ein achayos mukudashos." The sisters are not married. So the Gemara is medayik, achayos hu deinu mukudashos. The sisters are not married. Those two are not married to the man. Ha nachayos mukudashos. But the three unrelated women are married to the person. Okay, fine. Sounds like a fine diak so far. Not even a diak. Seems almost very, very clear that's what was going on. But now the Gemara wants to know, what exactly is the situation? What's the details surrounding this event? Hey Chidami, how does this case go? Ilema d'amar kulchem kane, if he says, all of you are going to be acquired to me. So wait a second. At v'chamar, rather d'amar kulchem, kane at v'chamar, who? V'at v'chamar lo kane. If you say all of you are going to be married, that doesn't really work. Because if a person says to an individual, you and your donkey are going to acquire my field, it doesn't work. Because the fact that you lump them together, and the donkey certainly can't make a kinyan, so the other individual, even though the other person was a person, it doesn't work because you lump them together. Once you have a package deal, it's either all or nothing. So too, when you're trying to acquire this package of women, it doesn't work for the sisters, it doesn't work for the others either. So it can't be a case where you said, kulchem, I'm trying to marry all five women. So what are the details then? What did he try to do? Ela lav d'amar laheh lehu. Achas mikem? Is it not where he said, I'm marrying one of you five I want to marry? Yet it says, v'katani ein achayos mikudashos. But yet it still says, Chacham say, it doesn't work for any of the sisters. Why not? We said from the Reisha, if you try marrying two sisters, you're not married to both of them, you're married to one of them. But the Seifa implies that you're not married to any of them. So that's the stira. So what happens is the Gemara says, the Rava Kasha Resha. Rava is a problem with the Resha, which sounds like it is Chal on one of the sisters, even though it's not Masur and Labia. And the Abaya Kasha Seifa, Abaya who normally thinks that if it's not Masur and Labia, it is Chal, the Kedushin. But the Seifa sounds like it's Chal on either of the sisters. So how are they going to deal with these parts of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Abaya Mitarish Latame, and Rava Mitarish Latame. Abai is going to answer according to his own liking, according to his own svara, and Rav is going to answer the entire Mishnah according to his own svara. How? Abai matarish latame. So remember, Abai holds that if it's a kedushin, shein mesrun labia, it's still a kedushin. So how is Abai going to interpret the Mishnah? So he says as follows: Hamakadesh isha bita, a person marries, tries to marry a woman and her daughter, o isha v'achosa, a woman and her sister, two sisters at the same time, ka'achas einam mekudashos. It doesn't work for both of them. Ha'achas, one of them it works. Miisha vita, miisha v'achos, the mekudashos. But one of them, ha'achas miisha v'ita, miisha v'achos, the mekudashos. It does work for one of the two. Vim amar, if he says, harui labia, tiskadesh li. But if he says, the one who's right to me for bia, he makes that qualification, that's his own chiddush, then even Abai will agree in the mekudashos, because he created the tanai of the need for bia within that kedushim. Normal Kedushin doesn't require that stipulation. He made the stipulation, so then if he made that stipulation, then it wouldn't take effect for either of the sisters, either the mother or daughter. And along those lines of that last case, of his own Tanai, Umay Sanami, there's one such a story, where a person made such a stipulation, V'chamesh Nashim V'behen Shtei Achayos, there are five women, two of them are sisters, V'liket Echad Kalkala Shateinim, and he took a basket of figs and gave it to them. Amar, here he says, Harui Ali Mikem Tiskadish Li, whichever one is right to you, should be married to me. Amru Chachamim, Ein Achayos Mekudashos. Since you don't know which of the two sisters is going to be, which will be Roy for Bia, it's not Chal for them at all, but it is Chal for the other three. And that's how Abaye interprets the Mishnah. Now, according to Rava, how is Rava Matar Tzlatame? He answers according to his reasoning. So again, Rava holds a Kedushin, Shein Mesrun Labia is not a Kedushin. So he says, Hamakadesh Achas Misha Ovita, person marries one of the woman or daughter, O achas misha v'achosa. So nasa kimisha kiddush isha bita, Person says, I want to marry one of you. It's as if you're marrying both of them together, and it's not chal. It doesn't work for either one of them. There's no kedushin chal because you don't know which of the sisters it is. And it's ainu masur and labia, it's not kedushin. U'maisa nami, and there was such a maisa. V'chamesh nashim, u'behem shteh chayos. There was five women, two of them were sisters. V'li kedechad, v'kalkla shetenim, he took a basket of figs. Amar, he says, harei kulchem, to all of you, ha'achas m'sheh chayos, m'kudashish li. And he says, and to one of the sisters, Mukudashli, says, Amar, Kulchem, you, the three, and one of the sisters will be married to me, Bakal Kalazu. That's the new case now. Amru Chachamim, in that case, Chachamim say, Ein Achayos Mukudashos, there it does not take effect. That's how he reinterprets the mission. Either way, both Rav and Abaye, they're able to wiggle out of this question. They both, their position stands, and they're able to reread, reinterpret the Mishnah to their liking. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tashma, quote to Brisa, Hamakadesh Bito, Stam, the person marries his person's daughter, Stam, Ein Habogos Bechlau. The person married off his daughter, I want to marry one of his daughters, so he allows his daughter to be married to me. So, we don't specify which daughter it is, though. Ein habogos bechlal. So, now there's a suffix. He has a bunch of daughters. We don't know which daughter it is. We know it's certainly the suffix doesn't, it's not chal on the bogos, the gedolos, because the father has no right to marry off the older daughters. So, there's a suffix now on the younger girls, the ones under the age of 12, which one of them are married to me. A big suffix on those four girls, let's say. So, ein habogos bechlal, but hok, tanos bechlal. But all his younger girls under the age of 12 are included in this suffix. They might be married to me. But my, why is that true? Kedushin, Shemesu, and Labia, Ninu. These are Kedushin. That's not Masa Labia. Because I can't have be with any of them because it might be, I married the other girl, and now this is her sister, and that's an Isra Erva. How come any of the Kedushin's Chal here? Tziuf to the Rava. So the fact that we allow the Kedushin to be Chal tells us that even though it's not Masur and Labia, the Kedushin is still Chal against Rava. So says the Rava back. Amr Lacha Rava, Rava says, Hach, b'mayaskina, what are we doing here? Yeah?
Why is it chal then?
Because we say here, well, we didn't have the continuation of the mission. The mission doesn't tell us that. What's the rest of the mission here? Hopefully the right, Rashi tells us, HaMekadesh is bito stam, achas mi benosecha, mukudesh is li. So that's the line. So apparently the rest of the mission says that they're all Safek Kedushin. The daughters are Safek Kedushin.
That's called
Roy Levia. Well, it can't be, how the Safek Kedushin could only be chal. It's chal. The luck is it's chal. We don't know which girl it is, but certainly Kedushin's chal on one of these girls. Which one? I don't know. But how come it's chal? It's not Roy Labia because since they're four girls, I can't have be with any of them because one of them might be the sister of the one who I'm actually married to. So the fact that we say it's a Savik Kedushin tells us that Kedushin is chal to one of them. We just don't know which one it is. So Rava responds back, no, Amalcha Rava. Rava says, Hacha b'maya skinning, what are we dealing with here? Kishen sham ela gedola v'ketana. He only has two daughters, one to gedola, one to ketana. So the Kedushin's Chal, it's not a Savik Kedushin. The Kedushin's Chal in Ketana. And it's not Chal in Gedola. So Gemara says, Habogros Ketana. He says, multiple Bogros sounds like there are multiple girls. They're not just two, not one girl and one younger girl, one older girl. There are a bunch of girls here. Gemara says, no, what does it mean, my Bogros? Bogros Dalma. Not that this guy had many daughters. He had two daughters. It wasn't hundreds of daughters he had. It's a Bog in general. Whatever family this might happen to, that older daughter will not be included in this kedushin. That's the case. My lememra. What's a chiddush? Of course, it's not chal on the gedola, the bogeris. The father has no right to marry off the bogeris. So certainly, if he has one older daughter, one younger daughter, one underage, so certainly the kedushin is going to be for the katana. That's who the father had rights to marry off. Gemara says no. Hachav my askinan the shav yaseh shliach. We're talking about a situation where the Bogeres appointed her own father to be a shliach. Now, the father had no right on his own to marry her off, but she says, Tati, could you please find me a nice husband? So now he's representing the Bogeres as a shliach, and he also represents the Katana because that's his right that the Torah gives him. So the chiddush is here that in that case, even though he's the shliach of the Bogeres and he accepts a stam kedushin for one of his daughters, it means the Katana, even though he's also the shliach of the Bogeres. Why? Mao the same, but what would you have thought? So maybe since he's now a shliach for the Bogeris, when he accepted the Stam Kedushin for his daughter, unnamed daughter, maybe it refers to the Bogeris since he's now a shliach for her. Kamashan, it's only chalva katana. Why? The lo shavik inish midei dislehana minei. A person is not going to. He has opportunity of marrying off two daughters. He'd rather marry off the katana because he gets money out of that. He gets a kesef. He makes some parnasa off of that. As opposed to marrying the bulgaris, he doesn't keep the money there. So he'd rather do it to marry off the katana over the bulgaris. Which is a fascinating thing, of course, that you know, he's willing to marry the younger daughter, which as we have the you know the kal, the minhag of the olam of loving and whatnot, to marry the older daughter, but he's willing to marry the younger daughter for the kesef that he gets. Sometimes people are in desperate situations. That's what they need to do. Right? Gemara says, what do you mean? Milo askinan damri le kedushei lididach. So is it not talking about a case where she says to him, maybe my kedushin is all yours. Maybe he said, I'm going to be mochel the kesef kedushin to the father as well. So now he is, it's no difference. He's going getting hana from either girl. So Gemara says, afilo hachi, still nonetheless, he's accepting the kedusha ketana before the kedusha gedola. Why? Lo shavik inish mitzvah diram yaleah ve'avad mitzvah dlo ram yaleah. He has no mitzvah marrying off his older daughter. That was a nice thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a tremendous amount of nachas, of course, but that's not a mitzvah. In regards to his ketana, that's his obligation. That's his mitzvah. So he'd rather be mekayim a mitzvah of marrying the kedusha ketana as opposed to marrying the kedusha gedola, which has no mitzvah. This is reminiscent of Gemara in Pesachim. Gemara in Pesachim talks about a person. Let's say he buys or rents a house. And it was told to him that it was baduk. It was checked from chametz. Comes Erev Pesach. And he finds that there's this chametz there. It wasn't checked properly. So now, is he able to go back to the initial seller and say, listen, it was a mekach tos. You have to pay now for the cleaning service to make sure that my house is clean. Or he says, no, a person has no right to do that. Because a person rather use his own money to perform a mitzvah. I've got a wonderful opportunity now. He didn't check the house for chametz. Can you imagine people being happy? It's full of chametz. I've got a great mitzvah. I'm spending my own money of getting a cleaning service, spending my own time and working on this mitzvah to clean the house for chametz. So that's my mitzvah. So here too also, a person rather to do an opportunity, even though they're both wonderful things, he rather marry the ketana because there's a mitzvah involved as opposed to the gedol. Gemara says, Toshma, Mishe yesh lo shtei bate, shtei kitei banos, mishtei nashim. The guy has two wives. He has two sets of daughters from each of the wives. Each set, one set from each wife. Vamar, and he says, Kitashi is biti hagdola, v'niyodeya. So he says, I married off one of my daughters, my older daughters, my gdola, v'niyodeya. I don't know if migdola, shibgdola, shibgdola, shibgtanos. I don't know if it's the older daughter, my older wife, my older set of daughters, my first wife, let's say, or if my oldest daughter from my second wife, my younger set of daughters. I don't know which gdola it is. Im ktana shibgdola. It might be referring to my youngest or my older set of daughters. Even though she's younger, she's still older than all my second set of daughters. And she gdola min gdolos, right? She's older. Shibuktanos, she's older than all the older ones of the younger set of daughters. Kulan asurus, all them are asur, chos miktanos shibuktanos, except for the youngest of the younger set. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So what's the shaila here? So why is this kedushin chal? It's a kedushin shemesurin lebia. I don't know which daughter it's married to. So therefore, this man who I married her, this boy who I just married to one of my daughters. Since we don't know which one it is, it's ain mesurin lebia, and it shouldn't. No kedushin should be chal. All of them should be considered single. So we see from the fact that it's chal, there's a suffix here. We go against Rava. Why says no? Hach b'mayaskinan kishehukru l'sof nizarvam. No, it's talking about a case where the father knew. He married off one of the daughters. He knew exactly which daughter he married to. At that point, it was Yadua who was married. Now, however this happened, then he lost his mind and completely forgot which daughter this was for now. But there was a moment in time where it was Yadua where it was Chal. This man was married to this girl. Now, the man didn't know because I was serving as a shliach for my daughters. He didn't know which one this was, but I knew which daughter. No one else knew other than me. And then somehow you forgot afterwards. So then, that's the situation where there is it's chal. But in a chanami, if it's a case where it was never known which one it was married to, in which case it was not misrun lebiya at any given moment in time, then that would not be chal. And he brings here raya, dekanami, it's very exact. A very exact reading of the way that the b'risa is presented. Dekatani, the b'risa says, eini yodeya. It doesn't say any yodua. I never knew. It wasn't known to me ever. Now I don't know now. I did know, but in yodua, right now I forgot. That's when it's a suffix. When at one point in time I knew, and it was chal. Shema mina. So that's how Rava gets out of this. So if that's the case, what's the chiddush? Of course. If there's once a person married to a girl, and there's a kedushin, and now I don't know which are the daughters, of course there's going to be a suffix. There's no chiddush involved in this case here. So Gemara says, no, Maila Memra l'afuke midi Rabbi Yossi. This comes to exclude the position of Rabbi Yossi. Damar lo ma'achis inish nafshe l'sfeika. A person would never bring himself to a situation of a suffix. This would never come to any point. Meaning what? He says, he thinks that they're all mutter. Rashi says, four Y lines down, l'afuke midi Rabbi Yossi, depalik b'idach pirka. We'll see this in the Samach Dalet in the next parak, in 13 days from today. He says, Amar Kulan Mutars. All of them are actually Muti Lanase. They're all considered single. Chutz, except for Lachem, Chutz, below get, Chutz Minagdol, Shabagdol, except for the oldest one among all them. There's a person, a father would never bring himself to such a situation of making all his daughters Batar Safik. Therefore, we could assume it was certainly the oldest daughter. So we want to say, we bring the Brisa to show that we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, that in fact the person would, Kamash Milan, says the Gemara, Demachis Inish Nafshe Lesfake. A person would make himself into a situation where there will be a Suffolk for him and his daughters. And therefore the Suffolk Kedushin is Chal. Gemara now brings another Raya, Tashma. Misha Kidesh Achas Mishay Achayos. A person marries one of two sisters. Veniodea Ezo Kidesh. He doesn't know which sister he marries. No saying get lezuva, he has to give a divorce to either one because he doesn't know which one is really his wife. So why? Isn't this a case of ein mesrin lebia? If it's ein mesrin lebia, the condition is not chal in the first place, and there should be no need for a get. So Gemara says, same thing here, hacha b'mayaskinam, kishuhukru levasof nisarvu. There was a moment in time where he knew which one he was married to, but then somehow he forgot. So that's the case here. But ein echanam, if he didn't know in the beginning which sister he was married to, then it wouldn't be chal.
Why can't he give a get just to one of them, the first one.
Because the other one might still be married.
Yes, I'm saying it's any marries the other one.
No, but that might be the sister. Maybe if he's married to the first one, you can't marry sisters even after they're divorced. Only after one dies. Uh-huh. So you can't kill one of them. So the Gemara says, so Nahach Maiskiran, again, Kishihukru, with Vasof and his Arvu. No, he once knew in time, now he got confused. So that's why there's both the Suffolk, the Kedushin was Chal, but now there's a Suffolk, so there's a need for a get for each of them. Dekanami brings the same exact raya. Dekatani, it says, yodea velo katani enyodua. It doesn't say it was never known. It was known once. But now, enyodea, right now he doesn't know. So that's why he has to give a get to both of them. Yachi, that's the case. What's the chiddush here? That's obvious. Of course, anyone would paskin that way. What's the chiddush of the brisa here? Gemara says, seifa itzrichle. No, it's the seifa that's real. This part, this ratio wasn't really needed. It's the seifa that was needed. What's written in the seifa? Meis velo echad. If this husband now died, wasn't sure which of the sisters he was married to, and he leaves behind the brother, one brother, the brother's chalitz l'shem, he has to do chalitz for both of them. He doesn't know which one he's really obligated to do yibum to. So he does chalitz to both to be safe. He can't do yibum. Let's say he has two brothers. Echad chalitz ve'echad miyabim. In the case of two brothers, one could do chalitz, one could do yibum. Why? Let's say the one that chalitza does to the right wife, actually. Shadi chalitza. The other brother is completely allowed to do yibum because it's not really yibum. It's viewed as just simply marrying a girl. But let's say the one that's chalitza to the non-wife. So that's fine. So this one will marry, do yibum, kind of mitzvah of yibum, with their real wife. That's a situation where it's okay to do. Two brothers can do yibum and chalitza, one to each of these women.
One is doing yibum.
If the one who does chalitza first, right. Let's say that was a real chalitza, that was the real real wife. So the other brother, it's not really yibum. It's really just bia. It's marriage.
Right.
Let's say the one who did chalitza first was not the right wife. It was meaningless because that wasn't the wife. That was just the sister.
Right.
Now the other one is really the widow. So when this one does yibum, that's a real key mitzvah of yibum. You don't know which one it's chalitza, which one's yibum, but that's a safe route. But if there's one brother, so once he does chalitza to one, so now. Let's say the chalitza was a good chalitza to this one. So now that becomes achos chalutza. A person cannot marry the achos chalutza. That's a difficulty with one brother. But two brothers, a brother can marry his brother's achos chalutza. So the Gemara says, so again, the safest is tzirichle again. Meis velo ach echad chalitz l'shtayim. Right. Hayu lo shnayim. If he has two brothers, echad chalitz v'echad miyabim. Im kinmu v'kintu, let's say, they did the Yibum before they Chalitza, is that the case? Or they both married? What's the case here? They both married? Okay, fine. They both married. They did do Chalitza. Ein motzino osam miyadam. We don't have to make them get separate from each other because what's this far there? That'd be completely okay. Why only bidya? Why not lechachila? One's doing yibum, one's just getting married. You could have two brothers marrying two sisters. Why is it only bidyaved here? Why not lechachila? They could both do yibum.
It's possible he's marrying the sister of his zakuka.
All right, because both brothers now zakuk to the wife. So, So the brother, you can't marry the sister of his zakuka until the brother first ends that. That's chalitza first. If no one did chalitza first, but they both married, there's a suffix, perhaps they're each one's doing yibum. It's not an achos zakuka, maybe it's really the actual widow. That for each one individually, it's a suffix. So since it's a suffix b'dieved, we let them stay married. So then the Gemara says, Dafka michlat v'hada yibum, only if one did chalitza first, and afterwards their brother did yibum. Aval yibuma v'hada michlat, if a person does yibum first to one of the sisters, and then the other brother did chalitza afterwards, lo, that doesn't work, deka paga b'achos kukaso. We don't allow a situation of yibum before chalitza, that's what you just said, because then if yibum takes place before chalitza, there's a concern that maybe it's not really the widow, it's really the sister of the widow. And you can't be with the sister of the widow, okay, it's still zakuka to you. Fine. What time should we go to do the next Tashma now? Or should we stop it? There's a lot. The heavy daf. Try to go to two dots even?
Okay, fine.
I'll go a little bit further then. Mara says, Tashma. Shnaim shekidshu shtei achayos. Two people are married to two sisters. Is there any odeya ezer kiddush? Is there any odeya ezer kiddush? They don't know which sister each of them married. Is there no saying shnei gitim? Is there no saying shnei gitim? Each have to give two gets. Hachanam. So here, how come? If it's they got married and they don't know which sister they got married to, it's ein masurin labia, so it shouldn't be kiddushin. The Gemara says hachanam kishuhukru levasof nisarbu. Same exact case where they both knew at one point who they married to, and then they somehow got confused. They got mixed together. Dekanami, same raya, dekatani eni odeya, velo katani eni odua. Shmamina. Okay. Gemara says, ihachi, that's the case, maile memo, what's a chiddush here? Of course, that's the, based on what we've been saying now, that seems to be the obvious situation, obvious psak, to always take it a safe route. Gemara says that seifa, it's tirichle. We needed the seifa of this price. So what does the seifa say? Mace, he dies, blazeach, the price really probably should be mesu. Probably they both die, is that what it says? Yeah. They both die. Lezeach, lezeach. Each one has a brother now. Zecholich l'shem, v'zecholich l'shem. They each have to do chalitza now to both sisters because they don't know which is their widow that they have to, that they're responsible for. Lezeach, v'leshnaim. Let's say one of the deceased has one brother, but the other deceased has two brothers, so now, it gets confusing, good memories from Ivamos. Ha'echad, the single brother, cholich l'shem, has to do chalitza to both of them. He can't do yibum because he might be doing yibum with his achos kukaso. Vashnaim, the other one who has two brothers, echad cholitz ve'echad miyabim. One's able to do chalitza with one, and the other one could do yibum with the other. Now, im kidmu v'kintzu, let's say the two brothers jumped the gun and married the two sisters only after the other brother from the other side did chalitza once before. Ein motzino osam miyadam. We don't make them get divorced. Only if the chalitza was done first by the other brother, he did chalitza on both of them, so then they're able to do yibum on both of them. But before any chalitza was done, then it's aser for both brothers to do yibum, like we said before, the kapaga yivamu l'shuk. Because then it might be the yibum of the other side, and a person cannot be pogea, cannot have bia with someone who's yivama. Okay, and let's just finish this two dots. Hopefully the guys tomorrow have gotten to this also, so we don't have to review this again, but we'll find out.
We're not reviewing it. Okay, fine.
They'll have to, on their own, make it up. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Detani Tivyumi. So it was taught, Tivyumi had the following brisa. Lezeh chamish banos, lezeh chamish banos. This one has five sons, this one has five daughters. And Amar Achaz Mibnosecha Mikudesh Lacham Mibnei. So now he says, make the following deal. One of your daughters will be married to one of my sons. Now they don't specify which son, which daughter. So Kol Achaz Ve'achaz Tzricha Chamisha Gitin. Now each one requires five Gitin. Each of the five sons have to give each daughter a get. That's five gets for this daughter, then each five to the next daughter. And so each of the five daughters are receiving now five Gitin. Meis Echamem. Now it's really getting confusing. One of the brothers dies. So now, Kol Achaz Ve'achaz Tzricha Arba Gitin. So now the four living brothers each have to give a get to the five daughters. Fine. So each daughter is receiving four get Gitin. And Chalitza Me'achad Mehem. And Chalitza has to be performed from one of them. So each brother has to do Chalitza to each of the daughters now. Okay, so a confusing case. So what's the difficulty here? So how come if it's a Safek, there should be no need for Gitin, there shouldn't be a Kedushin at all, according to Rava? V'chitem, if you're going to say, Hachanami Kishuk, Luvasov Nizarvu, maybe you're going to try to rely on that answer we've been giving the whole way through now. Maybe it's a case where they knew, they recognized each other initially, so the Kedushin was Chal, but then they got mixed together. But it says, Ha'achas Mibnosecha Li'echad Mibnei Katani. One of your daughters to one of my sons. So why is this a situation where, and therefore what?
They were not specific ever. Nobody ever knew.
The statement says, okay. One of my daughters, one of your daughters to one of my sons. That was their initial statement. That's what they said. And since it was not specified from the beginning, it was never Yadua. And yet we still see that the Kedushin's Chal, there's a need for Gittin, there's a need for Chalitza, even though it's not Mesurin Labia, Tiyufta Dirava, Tiyufta. And Gemara says, this is one of the six Yalkagams we paskin like Abaye in against Rava. Normally paskin like Rava, but these are one of the six Yalkagams. This one's which one? This is the case of, let's see. Hey, should I break down the Yalkagams here? I used to try to memorize them, but I've forgotten them since. Okay, here we go. This is the Kuf. Kagam is v'kedushin shel nimshlebiya. This is how we paskin like Abaye, that even though it's not Mesurin Labia, it still is considered a good condition. They give it in a chalitza, all these different things. Okay, shkoyach.
Wow.
Tough.